And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, did you know there's a problem with cucumbers? You know that cucumbers have caused disease. I wonder if you put them on your face. You know, I see people put cucumbers on the face after they get exfoliation. Do you think they get infections of the face if the cucumbers are contaminated?
With salmonella.
I bet they do. And now, isn't that salmonella from the farm workers who do not wash their hands in the field? Don't they? Aren't they the ones that spread the salmonella?
Bridget?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's eating now. I mean, what the heck? She's on a radio show. She was doing her nails earlier. Now she's eating. There's a lot, you know, I can't believe this.
I'm eating walnuts.
How much are you paying her?
Whatever it is, it's too much, right? Anyway,
hey.
Arthur, let's go about this. Speaking of facelifts and making your face look more beautiful, what's the story about, I hear about stem cells. You take someone harvests your stem cells, grows them for a while, and then puts them on your face.
Well, Mike, as a scientist, you would think that's what a stem cell facelift is, right? That people are really getting those stem cells. But Mike, this is a 2013 fraud. It's the fraud of the year, and I'm ashamed that so many plastic surgeons have hopped onto this fraud. Here's what they're doing.
Wait a second. This one came from a medical school in New Jersey, the ad.
Well, we don't want to mention the person's name. And no, it's not a medical school. It's just a person, just a plastic surgeon out there, not full-time
faculty. But he's associated with a medical school.
Well, a lot of people are, right? They have volunteer faculty appointments. But let's not name him, because he's not the only one. There are actually dozens, if not hundreds, of plastic surgeons around the country that now advertise their stem cell facelifts. They advertise them. And they say that, well, this is a facelift that doesn't involve cutting. This is a facelift which will rejuvenate your face. And it's frankly fraud. And here's why it's fraud. First of all, if it were truly a stem cell facelift, Mike, if we were really putting stem cells into the face, I'm not sure, and you're probably not sure, what on earth they could do. What would they really do? Because the problem with aging faces is, yes, the skin thins. Yes, the skin wrinkles. Yes, the skin sags. But not just the skin, but the fat and all the tissues, the muscle. So what on earth do people think that injecting these stem cells, these cells that have the potential to become any cell in the body, what are these cells supposed to be doing in the face? I don't know. But the truth is, they're not doing a stem cell facelift.
Wouldn't they be replacing old skin with new skin?
Well, I'm not so sure, because they're not really injecting those into the skin, per se. They're injecting that underneath the skin. And you know, I don't think it's so simple that you can just simply replace a cell, is it? Where you can take an aging cell and think you're so skilled and lucky that you can inject a youthful cell to take the place and tell that cell to make your skin look better. That's a lot of fantasy as far as I'm concerned. And I think we're so many steps away from seeing anything like that. But Mike, here's the truth. What most of these people are really doing is just doing a little bit of liposuction. They're suctioning out fat and re-injecting it into the face, something we've been doing for over 20 years. But the buzzword this year is stem cell facelifts, because they found that there are these progenitor or stem cells in the fat, a small percentage. So they're saying, well, let's just inject those things into the face, and now you've got a stem cell facelift. And people are charging, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down, as much as $20,000 for this treatment.
That's a lot of money.
Where do they inject the stem cell? Maybe I could do this. Where do they inject the stem
cell? I'm trying to straighten you out, Mike.
Where do they inject these?
All right. They're injecting these into the cheeks, into the nasolabial folds, all through the
Are they doing it with collagen? At least is someone getting the other benefit?
No. You're getting the fat with some stem cells.
Are they anesthetizing the person to do the liposuction, or is it just lidocaine?
Oh, usually in this, it's lidocaine, but I'm sure some people go under Generalin.
Is part of this a double hitter, meaning they're doing the liposuction? They say, as long as we're doing this, we might as well inject these?
Usually not. Usually not, because it's not a complete suction where I would do the procedure, let's say your belly or your thighs, very differently than when I'm harvesting fat. There, we're going over a broad area, and we're trying to just get a certain, like a couple ounces of fat. Maybe several ounces, as opposed to removing, you know, a couple pounds of fat. But Mike, here's the problem. First of all, the FDA does not allow this. They consider that if you're actually removing tissue and treating the tissue in some way and then re-injecting it, it is no longer a surgical procedure in the eyes of the FDA. The FDA is calling that a drug. Then it is changed tissue, and they're calling it a drug, which requires, as you know, an application to the FDA for a new drug.
And so, so people should say, how do people protect themselves from this type of thing, other than saying, okay, stem cells surgery I shouldn't sign up for?
Well, first of all, the last bit of information that listeners need to know is that this whole subject that I'm talking about was reviewed in the journal Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery in the March issue, which I'm sure you all read, but I do. The conclusion, the last bit of the article, was basically that it is considered unethical to advertise and or perform a stem cell facelift. So very, very strong words for a medical journal, as you know. So here's the bottom line. If someone is advertising a stem cell facelift, go to their competitor. Do not go to them.
For anything.
It's that simple.
So if you see on their website that they do stem cell transplants, you should immediately go tell them no for everything?
Well, for facelifts.
What about anything else?
Well, don't forget, you can't, if you're unethical in one way, you know, I don't think you can divide your ethics and say, okay, I'm unethical in a facelift, but I'm very ethical in all my other procedures. You're either ethical or unethical. And I think if you're advertising a stem cell facelift, as that journal article said, you're unethical.
I agree.
Thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome.
So, what should we look for in getting a... we did a thing on these, what was it called, thread facelifts or something crazy? I can't remember what
thread lifts, right.
Thread lifts. And they were a pile of manure, right? They don't help at all. They look good for a little hour or two while you've got edema, and then it goes away. Then the benefit goes away. What should one look for?
Well, see, that's the problem with plastic surgery, because procedures in plastic surgery, unlike every other field in medicine for the most part, the procedures are revealed on the 6 o'clock news, as opposed to in the medical journals. And often it's several years after a procedure comes out before we realize that it actually doesn't work or might even be harmful. And the thread lift is a perfect example of that. It was several years into the history of thread lifts that we found out that they didn't hold up over time. We knew that as surgeons, and most of us stopped doing them early, but the journal articles took a long time. You know, the bottom line, Mike, you have to find a surgeon who you like, who you trust, who's trained at good places, and above and beyond everything else, is honest, and critical. And then put your faith in that doctor, just like you do with a pilot on an airplane.
When we come back, Arthur, there's a very big topic that's very topical at this time of year. That is, what type of chemical sunscreens should we use? And is the zinc oxide still the best, or are there other things one looks for on these labels to help us avoid a problem, since I think more than 50%, you said, have endocrine disruptors in them? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the You Beauty segment with Dr. Arthur Perry, Master Plastic Surgeon.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.